Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gulling.
All over the world today, millions are involved in the business of arts and crafts, and collectors are constantly looking for some new thing that they can add to their collection.
Craftsmen create their art in different ways. For instance, a sculptor may use a blowtorch or welding equipment to soften and bend metal to fashion his or her artwork. These are often abstract pieces, and I've seen many fascinating examples of this type of work.
Some sculptors prefer granite or marble. They chisel and chip until the figure they've planned begins to emerge out of that solid block of stone. But first, they must see it in their imagination. I remember one beautiful figure. It was a delicate veil over a woman's face, revealing her features beneath. It was hard to believe this fragile-looking veil was actually stone.
Another beautiful object joined by many pieces of finely shaped wood is a violin. Interestingly, many an old fiddle discovered under a bed has turned out to be an instrument created by masters like Guarneri and Stradivari.
I once heard of a young country boy and his violin. He threw the fiddle in the back of a truck on the way to a lesson. They went over a pothole. The fiddle case bounced off. And would you believe it, a truck following went right over the case and destroyed the violin. He and his father weren't too worried till the label inside told them it was a genuine Stradivari, a master violin. They'd treated as nothing a priceless master fiddle that today is worth millions of dollars.
Here's a poem I came across recently, and I quote, "For many months the craftsman toiled from morning until dusk. For him, it was a true delight, not just a tedious task. The instrument completed, he finally reached his goal. But was it just an empty shell, or did it have a soul? He lifted it with careful hands. Soon he would surely know. He plucked the strings and tuned it well, and then picked up the bow. It came to life beneath his hand as bow was drawn on string. It yielded to the master's touch and then began to sing."
And like the master craftsman, God fashioned man from clay. And just like us, man lost the tune and went on his own way. We try so hard, but discords come and life just turns out wrong. Till Christ picks up his instrument and plays a different song. God gave his Son so willingly. He paid the price for sin. He took our place upon the cross, immortal souls to win. So, are we just like an empty shell? No, we have a spirit and a soul. Lord, use me as your instrument and make me truly whole.
The Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. The Bible tells us that if we go the wrong way in life, we will find that at the end comes the judgment of God for our sinful lifestyle. But the true way is through the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life as a ransom for our sin. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are heavily laden, and I will give you rest."
The world needs Christ today more than at any other time. Jesus Christ is the answer to life. Are you ready to stand before a holy God? Jesus Christ died on the cross to save you and to give you eternal life.
To contact George and Rita, visit our new website. The address is www.communicationradio.com. That address again, www.communicationradio.com. and thank you for listening. Today we're offering a free booklet entitled The Man You Must Confront. Simply write to us at Vantage Point, Box 101 Moorbank, New South Wales 2170, or contact us via the website communicationradio.com. And remember, Jesus Christ is God's answer to your every need.